Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Pitch, swing, and a high fly ball. Center field coming in is Rojas. He's calling. He has got it.
Yeah.
Lorenzen leaps into the arms of Realmuto, and the Phillies pile out of the dugout. In front of the mound, they celebrate a no-hitter tonight by Michael Lorenzen in his second start as a Philly.
What a sport. What a sport. That's why baseball is the greatest sport on earth. Nights like that, I mean, there's just so many storylines to get into. Obviously, the Michael Lorenzen no-hitter. There's just, it's the greatest sport on earth. And having that moment, you know, for a guy who just got here, you know, his second start with the team, no one knew who he was a week ago, and now in front of his mom, in front of his daughter, in front of his wife, and being able to be a part of that and throw a no-hitter, it's the greatest sport on earth. Welcome on in. It is the Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Jack Fritz, hanging out with you on what is a big night and what was a special night down at the ballpark. And let's get right into it. The biggest takeaway of the game, which is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, is that there's something special brewing down at the ballpark. There's something special brewing with this team. And ever since the Trey Turner ovations, something has just felt different. It's felt different. The vibes, people can laugh about vibes all you want, but there is something different. There is something special. And I don't know how you have any other takeaway from that game other than this is our guys and this is our team. I love this baseball team. I really, really love this baseball team. They obviously went on the run last year. That was magical. But this is when a fan base truly gets to know and wrap their arms around a team. You know, like, this is where you get the 200-plus sellout streak like you had from 2009 on. You know, and those guys became, you know, integrated as a part of the city. And it's just different in baseball. I mean, with baseball, you see them 162 times a year. Obviously they're at the home ballpark 81 times a year. They have their ups and downs, but as long as they're going out there, they're having fun. They seem like they enjoy being a part of the team. You eventually develop a bond for them. And I know that a lot of these guys were mercenaries, and even Michael Lorenzen's now, you know, in the mercenary crew, but he kind of just shows up and fits right in with the general vibe of this baseball team. They welcome him in. I think he saw what happened over the weekend with the crowd. He felt that tonight. He mentioned that multiple times, both in his post-game press conference and on the field with T-Mac, about how, like, the fans getting behind him gave him a little bit of extra, you know, juice. And that's why this place is special. And that's why when baseball's going here, there is nothing more fun. Like, there is nothing more fun than when this team is on a roll and the city gets behind them. You know, there's been times the last couple of years where they'd be in first place heading into September, or they'd be in it in September, and there'd be like 15,000 people at the ballpark. They earned that crowd, the crowd that we've seen a majority of the season, by what they did last year, and now we are being rewarded for that. Like you are starting to see special stuff. You are starting to see things that we'll remember for a while around here.
you're starting to see chill-inducing stuff. So much, like, think about the chill-inducing things we've seen in the last week. I don't know, like, whether you're pro-ovation or anti-ovation, whatever. The first night, I got chills and welled up. When he hit the home run, chills and welled up. Weston Wilson hits the home run, chills. Didn't well up, but I was chills. And Michael Lorenzen, again, we don't really know Michael Lorenzen yet. This is the second start. Chills and welled up. I mean, that's all within the last week. And that's all what brings a city and a team together. And that's why 07 to 11, like, those were our guys. This team is starting to have that same feel. They really are. And just what a night down at the ballpark. There's so much to get into. But let's just talk about Wednesday, August 9th. It's going to be one of those nights. Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. Think about everything that we had down at the ballpark tonight. We had an initial reaction to the lineup. Wasn't great. But, you know, Trey Turner gets another hit. Awesome. Nick Castellanos hits 199 and number 200. Weston Wilson, in his first at bat as a big leaguer, goes deep. 28 years old. He's been in the minor leagues forever. His whole family's there. They're getting, like, it special. And it's pretty – it's not very often that a 28-year-old rookie makes his major league debut, hits a home run his first at bat, and he's completely overshadowed by someone else. But that happened tonight. Michael Lorenzen threw a no-hitter. It was just – it's baseball, man. Like, that is what it is. If you ever want to describe baseball to someone who doesn't get baseball, show them Wednesday, August 9th, 2023. And the most interesting part, I talked about the crowd, and the crowd was really good tonight. It might have been the smallest crowd of the year. It was still over 30,000, but we've seen, for a majority of the year, I feel like 37 at a minimum. But regardless, I mean, that is all-time stuff. That is special stuff. And just this last week of baseball, this is a fan base and a team in sync with one another, and you're starting to see the best version of this team. And I know that it's hard to do the correlation, but it's also hard not to believe it. And one of my takeaways from the ovations over the weekend was not just about Trey playing better, but I thought all the stars are playing better. And, you know, since they put Bohm in the two hole, since the ovations, like, the offense looks much, much better. You know, Castellanos looks like he's back in his groove. Harper looks really good. Turner looks really good. Bohm continues to look really good. We'll need JT to get going. But, like, I think what happened with the crowd almost eased the tension of a lot of players on that team, because it felt like a majority of the season with home games, when things weren't going their way, they'd all tighten up and try to be the hero. And I think what happened over the weekend just kind of eased a lot of their tensions. And you've seen them just play better, play more free, go be the stars that we know that you are. And this last week, it's just there's something special brewing down at that ballpark. That's my biggest takeaway of the game, which is brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury firm. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. Would love to get your reaction. A no-hitter at Citizens Bank Park. First one since Halliday. We remember the last time they threw one was obviously Cole Hamels. I mean, talk about being romantic about baseball, retires this week. Ryan Howard in the building tonight. Johan Rojas made the catch way easier than Odubel Herrera did. By the way, I mean, Johan Rojas' reaction to it was freaking awesome, man. And like, obviously the Brandon Marsh injury stinks, but I'm happy watching Johan Rojas patrol center field every single day. He is a joy to watch and brings good energy. My final takeaway here in the open, and I'll get some phone calls. I mean, Dave Dombrowski is damn good at his job. He is. You know, when they made the trade, my initial reaction was, I like Michael Lorenzen. I think he's a good pitcher. I think he's a four. I think they'll go six man. I was not totally down on it. I thought they gave up a pretty good prospect for him. But, I mean, you talk about scouting a guy at the right time. His four appearances before the trade deadline, he had scoreless outings in three of them. He comes here, first outing against the Marlins, brilliant, and then throws a no-hitter in his second outing. I mean, Dave Dombrowski is just, he's a stud, man. He is a stud. He's a difference-making GM, and there's been very little he's gotten wrong since he's gotten here. And it's so reminiscent of what Pat Gillick did when he took over this team back in 06. So Dave Dombrowski, you know, he's not getting a huge shout-out for a lot of people tonight because Lorenzen obviously did his thing in Wesley Wilson. But, man, what a guy and what a GM. And in Michael Lorenzen's second start as a Phil, he throws a no-hitter. Unbelievable. Let's get this reaction immediately. Daniel is in Newtown Square. What's happening, Dan?
How we doing, Fritzy?
Oh, I mean, how do you think we're doing?
Dude, I was down at the ballpark. I mean, I was nothing can really compare to that Reese Bats spike, but that came pretty damn close. I mean, like you said, just magical. This team really starting to play some good baseball after a pretty slow start. I'm lost for words.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
Dump that.
Like you said, like you tweeted, Castellanos hits two home runs. Weston Wilson hits a home run in his first at bat. No one can talk about it. No one's even talking about it.
Yeah.
What a game.
Bill? Yeah, Dan, your phone's breaking up there a little bit. But, like, it's just, again, that's the beauty of baseball. And Harry Callis used to say it all the time. Like, you have no idea what you're going to see when you go down to the ballpark. You have no idea. And Castellanos getting his 200th home run tonight. Like, that's a milestone home run, like 300, 400 obviously bigger, but like Nick Castellanos just bounced back from 11 for 94 slump in July and looks back to being like the Nick Castellanos that we had seen for the first half of the year that made him an all-star. Weston Wilson, I mean, that's movie script stuff. First at bat, 3,000 plus minor league games or whatever, that seems like a big number, but something 3,000. It's a home run his first at bat, and then Michael Lorenzen just coming in and throwing a no-hitter, and he had the walks early, and I was like, this doesn't feel like he's going to go very deep. He got through the sixth, and I was like, I'm always of the belief that a combined no-hitter doesn't really count, so I had to quickly start scrambling in my brain to how I could spin this positively for the Phillies. And then he just, like, started getting outs really, really fast. The Rodolfo Castro play late in the game was big. And he just kind of settled into a groove, and he just started getting outs really, really quick. And by the seventh, you know, I saw a lot of people freaking out, like, "Oh, Thompson's gonna take him out." Listen, they went six man for a reason. They need to save arms in that bullpen since they're down a guy with going six man, and they have two off days. Like, he'll give him a leash here. And I do wonder. And Thompson's quote after the game is classic, just about how if he went to pull him. If he walked Dom Smith, he's going to need a bulletproof vest. Like, people would have been pissed. But I thought Rob Thompson had a good feel for the moment there. I'm glad that he stuck with him. Matt is in Malvern. What's happening, Matt?
Jack, I mean, what do you mean? I can't believe it. I'm getting on the Blue Route right now going home, and I am through the roof right now.
Well, I mean, you were in attendance for that's an all-time – all-time Phillies game. I mean,
all-time is an understatement. I mean, this is a Wednesday night in August, and it felt like a postseason game at the ballpark.
Yeah. Well, so did the crowd really know? Like, usually it takes a while for the crowd to get on hand. Would you say they knew after the seventh, before the seventh? Or was anyone talking no-hitter? What was the vibe like?
The crowd knew somewhere in the fifth, sixth area, and everybody knew from the rest of the game on that this is what the scenario was. Nobody said a word. Everybody knew,
good,
but nobody said a word. It just got louder and louder and louder. And I think the craziest thing about this is you look at this lineup tonight, Topper put out a scheduled loss, and we got a 7-run no-hitter.
That's
absurd.
I mean, that sounds like baseball to me. That just sounds like baseball, and it is what it is. I have some thoughts coming up on the lineup in the next segment. But, yeah, it's just – Wednesday, August 9th, randomly, let's go down to the ballpark, see, you know, the team's playing pretty well, seems like a fun vibe, you know, let's see what we can do. Bang, show up, and there's a no-hitter, Weston Wilson, and it's awesome. It's freaking awesome, man. Like, what a night. What a night down at Citizens Bank Park. To be honest, when he got out of the fifth, I think, T-Mac goes to break, and it was like, said something, but he didn't say no-hitter, and I was proud of him. And I was like, hold on, he's got a no-hitter right now? It didn't feel like that. And then the last three innings was just unbelievable. High intensity, good moments, and again, just an all-time great night down at Citizens Bank Park. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. If you're at the game, would love to hear from you, hear your experience. It's one of those nights we'll remember for a long time around here. So get in, join the show. It's Jack Fritz here on the final out. Also, on the other side, I do have some thoughts on the lineup for tonight, why I think they're doing it, and an interesting quote post-game from Michael Lorenzen about this one person and how he is turning into a difference maker for this team. We'll get to all of that coming up next here on the final out.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That family here, he's originally from North Carolina, the 1-1. Swung on, hit deep, and I think he did it. He did it.
Yes.
Weston Wilson has homered in his first Major League at-bat.
How about that?
And enjoy that trip around the bases, Wes Wilson.
I mean, I know Michael Lorenzen threw a no-hitter. I totally understand that. I know Nick Castellanos had two home runs, but that's the Mike's Amazing play of the game. Presented by Mike's Amazing, the official mayo, mustard, and vegetable oil of the Phillies. Weston Wilson, 28 years old, been in the minors forever. Just raked in spring training, and I was like, who the hell's Weston Wilson? Goes off there, goes to AAA, continues to go off. I like that they put him in left field tonight. You know, they activated him, and I thought it was weird because they put Marsh on the IL. I thought they needed another outfielder. I was glad to see they put Weston Wilson in the outfield, didn't need another infielder, and just looked comfortable. Looked like he put together good at-bats. Looked like he obviously has a power stroke, looked pretty easy, and you know, that's good stuff. And I don't know if he's going to start going off now. He's been a career minor leaguer, but we went through Coast. Why not Weston Wilson? Is Weston Wilson this team's version of Chris Coast? And we start talking about a lot of special stuff going on with this team. Maybe Weston Wilson is another part of that. But man, there is something special brewing with them. And this last week has just been. Obviously, the magic of the run last year hooks people. I mean, that it was hard not to. It was infectious. It was incredible. But like, this is having moments in the regular season, I think, is what, you know, builds the diehards. And for the last 10 years, it's regular season baseball has been pretty dead around here. But this last week and now the fans. And people can mock it all they want, but I feel like the fans, and I believe rightfully so, are making a difference now at that ballpark. You start to let us start believe we're making a difference. I mean, watch out. Watch out. It is the final out. Sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Jack Fritz hanging out with you. Reacting to the Michael Lorenzen no-hitter, the Weston Wilson first home run of his career, and Nick Castellanos with his two home runs to go for number 199 and 200. I'll get back to the phones here in 1 second. But before the game, the lineup comes out, and obvious freak out. Stott's out of the lineup. Schwarber's heating up. He's out of the lineup. And while I agree and while I think it is frustrating, they are clearly of the belief that you want to rest these guys now for the stretch run. And what I believe they're doing is definitely playing with fire a bit, but – I mean, they have a three-game cushion in the wild card. Obviously, the win tonight helps. Bryson Stott did wear down in the World Series last year. He did not get a hit. My argument against that is that I thought that was more intense circumstances. I mean, Bryson Stott's year last year, he was in Redding, and then he went to the Arizona Fall League, and then he was in the early spring training. And then he was in, obviously, spring training competing for a job. Like, he just didn't have any time off. I think that's why he wore down the postseason, because he essentially had been playing for 10 months straight. He's a young kid. I'd play him every day. But if they're worried about, like, they're load managing their way to the finish line here. And when you're 10 games back of the Braves, you're probably not going to catch them. It's an easy stretch. You should be able to throw your B lineup out and beat these teams. And then you have to hope that in September, these guys are more fresh and more ready to go and ready for a deep playoff run. I know people will bring up the Braves and how Albies and Acuna and Riley, I believe, have played every single game. And maybe that's what works for them. We'll see. It didn't help them last year. It feels a lot like the Eagles of last year where it's, people are freaking out in training camp. They're not hitting anyone. The practices are 58 minutes long. No one's practicing. And they go out and they have 22 of 22 starters healthy for the Super Bowl. So I'm kind of putting my faith in them knowing what they're doing and trying to be smart about this. But at the same time, definitely a little worried that it's playing with fire a bit and tempting the sports gods. But regardless, work tonight. They scored 7 runs. We'll see. I mean, tomorrow, another night game. Maybe they just go for the kill and take 3 or 4. I do think it's going to be a bit of an emotional letdown coming off a no-hitter. I wish there was an off day tomorrow, frankly. But regardless, let's go back to the phones here and talk to Zigman in Tampa. What's happening, Zig?
Jack, how you doing, brother?
Doing great, man. How about that night?
Oh, brother, who let the Phils get hot, man?
I don't know. What a bunch of morons. Like, why would you let this baseball team get hot?
I don't understand. I mean, my main takeaway, I mean, I've been saying this for the past week or so, I think I really fully trust this team, but they're just such a likable team, man. Like, top to bottom, you got Castellinos, you know, as our famous caller would say.
Yep.
I mean, even he's pulling it back up. I mean, I just feel like with the Turner thing, you know, they all take accountability, you know, when they're having a bad game. There's really no unlikable player on this team. And it's like, especially with baseball, like you were saying, it's just such a magical sport in the sense that we're watching this team from, you know, March to hopefully November, October. You know, that's a long 162 games plus the playoffs. That's not the Eagle, you know, it's 16 games. Like, this team is a part of our lives every day, basically.
Yep.
And so it's just such a special. It's just so great to have the Phils back, brother, you know? I mean, it's just such a great feeling. I mean, I feel like the Phils are back. Who let them get hot? I don't know why they would do that. I mean, I can't think of a better pitcher acquired at the deadline, you know, or via trade. I can't think of one.
In the team's history, no doubt about it. I can't think of one. Even Cliff Lee, can't think of one. It's just – I've said it a million times tonight. It's hard not to keep repeating it. You know, This is why I love the sport. And if you're a baseball fan, even if you're not a baseball fan, it's hard for other sports to recreate what you just saw down there tonight. Because, I mean, like baseball is a sport created for moments. You know, like the harp, like in basketball, you have the buzzer beater. That's a moment for sure. Football, like the field goal and walk-off touchdown or defensive play, that's a moment. But like, it's very rare in those sports that you have it at like a moment early in the game, or you have some no-name coming up and having a special moment like Weston Wilson had tonight. I mean, there was so much down at the ballpark tonight. And again, it's this team just feeling like ours and being our guys. And I credit a lot of it to, obviously, Dombrowski for what he's done and knowing what a winning culture looks like, but also one of his first free agent signings. And I've given this guy credit for a lot of what happened last year, and I think he deserves it. I know he's batting 180 what or whatever. Like, I get it. I just think this is a lot of the leadership and what Kyle Schwarber brings to a clubhouse and has gotten out of these guys. And ever since he's gotten here, it's been infectious. It's been hard not to feel it. Now, it's been slow starts to the season. They were 7 games under last year and 6 games under this year. But they eventually get it right. And I think Schwarber, for as polarizing as he is, I think he is the most important Philly in that clubhouse when it comes to keeping this team together, being their emotional leader, being their leadoff hitter, and it's they didn't have this before he got here. They had talented teams before he got here, but they didn't know how to win. And I think that Kyle Schwarber has almost taught them how to win. What a special treat! I mean, there's no one who definitely likes the Phillies more than me, which I feel like is impossible. But she's leaving the ballpark. I got to bring her on. What's going on, Cindy? What a night.
I mean, are you kidding me? That was – and the fact that when you said it's just a random Wednesday night, I mean, you're so right. Like, I can't believe what I just saw. I really can't.
It's baseball, Cindy. I mean, that's
– I know. It just – it's like – it's unbelievable. The employees got their rings today, you know, in a little ceremony this morning. They had a luncheon. John Brazier told me they were going to have a post game reception. Are you kidding me? Saw a no hitter.
And what better post game reception is that?
Seriously, yeah. It was funny. I was listening to you. I don't think I really knew it until the seventh. I was in a suite. And, like, when you're in a suite, it's not quite like when you're in the field, you know? And the TV was on, and, like, all of a sudden, everyone was kind of looking around going, and then of course, we all said, zip it.
Yep, like, that's good. That's good work by you. You can't be ruined that moment in the ballpark.
No, but it was like, we just kind of, everyone was, like, looking around and just in shock. And when I was at Roy Halladay's no hitter, you know, in the postseason, but like this was just unbelievable. I'm losing my voice. And
well, it's just like, think about everything that went into that game. Like, and I've said it a million times tonight, whatever, but like Weston Wilson should have been the story of the night. Nick
totally.
Castellanos, a nice secondary story, but still 200 home runs and two in the same game. Like it's just, that's why we watch every night. That's why we care. That's why it matters here. And I just, it's beautiful.
It really, I did think of you because obviously you and I in the postseason last year, we kind of had a ritual after every win. I would run by the booth and high five you and James. And it's like, I was like, oh shoot, you weren't down there, were you?
No, I was not. I'm okay. At home. Yep.
Okay. Well, anyway, what a game. I never call, but I'm like, if there's anyone I want to share a no-hitter with, it's Zach Fritz.
All right. Appreciate you, Cindy. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. There she goes, Cindy Webster. 215-592-9494. If you're at the ballpark, obviously we'd love to hear from you. I do want to talk about this, though. And it's part of why – obviously, Mike Lorenz is my player of the game, which is brought to you by South Jersey Gas. Committed to providing safe, reliable, affordable natural gas, make the switch at southjerseygas.com/lovemyhome. Obviously, Mike Lorenz is the player of the game. But I want to give special credit to one person who I think has been under the radar here when it comes to the impact that they've made. And that is Caleb Cotham. Here is Michael Lorenzen after the game with Scott in L.A. talking about one of the tweaks that Caleb Cotham gave to Michael Lorenzen.
Honestly, I haven't had my good changeup for 2 years now. And Caleb Cotham, he pulls up a picture from 2019 when it was at its best. And we see that there's a difference in my grip. And so today's the first day that I've thrown my actual changeup in a couple years. And so I don't think it's any coincidence that you know, this is my best start.
Yeah, I would say it's your best start there, Mike. But Caleb Cotham, I mean, look at what he's gotten out of this pitching staff. Nola has obviously been a frustration point. But everyone else is just kind of – they've been – like Taiwan Walker has had a good year. Ranger's been up and down but had a June and has kind of been fine. Chris Sanchez has came out of nowhere and been really good. Zach Wheeler, for the most part, seems back. You look at the bullpen, what they've gotten out of Jeff Hoffman. I know he's bad last night, but whatever. Craig Kimbrell has been, it's like a renaissance season for him. Gregory Soto, I feel like, is throwing more strikes. What he did last year with Jose Alvarado, it's just, he's gotten a lot out of these guys, and he's found little things. And finding a little thing from Mike Lorenzen to get that version of the changeup, I mean, that was nasty. Now, it didn't look like the Nationals game plan for it, but still, like, that pitch was. That's an equalizer for left-handed hitters all night long. So Caleb Cotham, I just think he deserves a lot of praise for what he's done with his pitching staff. I mean, majority of the year they've been top five in a lot of categories, and it just look what he's done with Michael Lorenzen already, a no-hitter and eight strong in his first outing. So, you know, maybe they got a steal here. 215-592-9494. I'll get through as many phone calls as I can next segment before handing things off to Rob Jerry and look ahead to tomorrow's game down at Citizens Bank Park. It's Jack Fritz here on The Final Out.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Swung on. Hit deep right field. Going back on it is Thomas looking up, and it is gone! And Castellanos has seen two pitches, and he's homered on both. It's his 19th of the season and the 200th of his Major League career.
How about that? Wow.
5-0 Phillies.
Let me just say, I am so relieved that the Castellanos 11-for-94 streak that he went through, I mean, it felt a lot like last year. But, I am so glad that it did not continue. And he looks like the guy that we had. He even looks better. I mean, because he's hitting home runs now. Like, he was hitting over 315, but it was like, yeah, you know, you kept waiting for the power to come. The power's here. I mean, those balls were walloped tonight. So, man, just he had a big home run on Sunday. He had two tonight. Power strokes coming. And really, the power strokes coming for a lot of guys on this team. I mean, Schwarber had the two yesterday. Harper had a homer yesterday. Castellanos, obviously. Alec Bohm is really, really developing into just a machine, and I'm so happy. Now 7-2 with him in the two spot in the lineup. I believe they're averaging 6.5 runs per game with him in the two hole. It just looks better. It just makes more sense. He puts the bat on the baseball, and now he's starting to like drive it for power out the deep right, like, you know, the right center field gap. So he's developing into a monster. It's just it feels like, I know it's crappy teams, but like you can talk yourself into anything as an athlete. And so what if it's crappy teams? Like, you still got to beat them, and you still got to go hit home runs. And it's all sort of clicking right now. Now, there is one thing that could throw a wrench in all the good vibes, and I hate to do it, but, I mean, Knowles is on the mound tomorrow versus Patrick Corbin. And, like, I keep waiting for Aaron to just say bleep it and go out there and shove. And maybe all the good energy and the good vibes, whatever, maybe it'll carry over to Aaron and be like, hey, we got you too. But if there's one thing that could be a fly in the ointment to all the good vibes right now, it's certainly Aaron Nola on the mound tomorrow. But he's going up against Patrick Corbin. It was a 5.55 ERA in his last six starts. He's just been, I mean, just one of the worst pitchers in baseball, the huge contract. And the Phillies just, it's a chance to take 3 or 4. I know it's going to be an emotional letdown off of tonight. Like, it's a classic letdown spot. But this is a Nationals team that you should beat up on. So, I mean, no real excuse. And there's no reason why they should lose tomorrow. But it's definitely an emotional letdown spot. Let's go back to the phones here. And then Rob Thompson, I like him. I really do. And I think he gets a bad rep. I think people over-criticize his moves. I think they think way too in the moment rather than the bigger picture with a lot of his moves. The Stott sitting is annoying. I agree with you. But I like the way he addresses the team. You'll hear what he said here in a little bit. Mike is in Westchester. What's happening, Mike?
Fritz, did you see the scene on the field? I mean, it was just incredible. From, I mean, Wes Wilson home run to, I mean, the fans, T-Max call, and then Rojas jumping around out there like a little kid in the backyard. I mean, it was incredible. And my biggest takeaway from tonight, I mean, obviously, Lorenzen's performance was incredible, but that post-game interview, right, he's wrapping up, and every single one of his teammates is on the front step waiting to greet him. I mean, these guys just, they love each other, man. They want to win for each other, and it just feels like they're our guys. Like, what a ball club, and like, what a team they are. You know what I mean?
I'm so glad you brought it up, because I was thinking it too. Like, you have Nick Castellanos putting his arms around, like, the pitching coach. Like, that – that's so like random, but they seem like they're obviously very close. And you see all of his guys still out there. The guy's been here for like a week. Like, he's been here for a minute. Now, he played with guys in the past, but you're so right, Mike. Like, I think they were always close. But now, and I think the ovations helped, now they have the wind at their sails of this fan base behind them. And I think we're going to see special baseball, Mike. We're starting to see it now, but I think it's only going to get better.
I mean, yeah, I'm just so excited to have this team. And they're a real team. No, they're not the Mets. They're not just a bunch of individuals getting paid out there that don't like each other. We're the Phillies. I just throw a little shot at the Mets there. You know, I know it's nothing to do with them tonight. But real quick about Dombrowski. So I was young in 08, so I remember it, but I don't really remember how the fan base was feeling and everything. But my buddy pointed out to me that back then when the trade deadline happened in 08, people maybe thought we didn't do enough, kind of like this year, but they went out and got Joe Blanton. Maybe Michael Lorenzen's like this version of Joe Blanton. I know you said Chris Coast earlier. Maybe he gives us that push like Blanton did. I mean, Blanton was really good for us. So just excited to see where this team goes.
Totally, Mike, and I appreciate the call. Chris Coast was for Weston Wilson, not Michael Lorenzen. But, I mean, Joe Blanton never lost a start in a Phillies uniform in that year. Michael Lorenzen, 2-0. So maybe they are the same guy. It was funny, I was watching him, and obviously he threw a no-hitter, so like the comparison seems ridiculous. It reminds me, he reminds me watching him a little bit of Kyle Loesch. The Phillies traded for him in 07. Now, obviously, his ERA is much better than Kyle Loesch's, but how they pitched, I thought, was similar. And, you know, whatever. We'll see what he can do in his next outing. Jim is in Blackwood. What's happening, Jim?
What's going on, baby?
Aw, man, what a night, Jim. What a night. Were you down at the game?
Hell yeah. It was my first one since the first no-hitter since Roy Halladay did it back in 2009 playoff run. That was a great moment. But tonight, it's pretty cool, too. But, Dak, hear me out. You ready for this one?
Always.
All right. If we get in within 5 games of the Braves by the time we play them in September, I'm telling you, we're winning the division, baby.
Uh-oh.
I guarantee it. You remember my last call when I called it? I'm doubling down on it right now.
Good. I mean, listen, if they chase down that, now what will make it even sweeter is, oh, the Braves, they play their stars every single game, and look at them. If we chase them down while we're load managing our way through August, we are going to be relentless around here, Jim.
You better believe it. I'm telling you, 5 games before that series, and we play them for another 3 games in Atlanta, I'm telling you,
man,
the division is ours.
I
promise you.
And it really seems like people are starting to believe that. And I would die for it to happen. It would be incredible. That Braves team's really good. They have a 10-game deficit to make up. But still, I mean, the way they're playing right now, it's hard not to really believe in anything this team can do.
I never stop believing.
Never. That's not what we do, Jim. We never give up, for sure. And again, if they chase down the Braves with the Braves faltering down the stretch because they play their stars every game, That'd be good fun for sure. But I want to play this before getting out of here and handing things off to Rob Cherry to continue to take your reaction throughout the night. And it's audio of Rob Thompson addressing the team after the game and Michael Lorenzen. And he's if you played baseball, you kind of just know it. If you haven't, it's hard to explain. Rob Thompson's just a baseball guy. And he brings a calm demeanor to that clubhouse. I think he's a smart guy. I agree with most of his decisions. And I just think he has a good pulse on what this team needs. And this is a subdued speech, but it's just it kind of gives you flashes into who this guy is. Here's Rob Thompson after the game.
Mike, unbelievable, bro. 2 outings here, 8 innings, first time, saved our bullpen, 9 tonight, no hitter. Unbelievable. Welcome to Philadelphia, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's simple, it's subdued, but like he knows what to say, and he knows when to lay praise on his players. And last year in the postseason, talking to, you know, every time being like, you know, how many more wins, or JT with the how many more wins topper. And it's just, he's got a good pulse in that clubhouse. And even if you disagree with his decisions sometimes, ultimately, a manager doesn't really affect that much, but he can affect the feel in the clubhouse. And those guys play for him. And again, it was only a little thing, but I was like, you know, that's Rob Thompson, man. That's our guy. 215-592-9494 is how you will keep reacting all throughout the night. Again, August 9th, 2023. One of those random Wednesdays where you go down to the ballpark and you end up seeing a no-hitter. You see a guy hit his first career home run, his first career plate appearance. You see a guy hit his 200th home run. That's baseball. What a night down at the ballpark. What a trade deadline by Dave Dombrowski. And we reacted to it all here on The Final Out, sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. Thank you so much for hanging out. A special, special night down at the ballpark. Nick Earnshaw produced the program tonight. I'll be back tomorrow night after the game and leading you into the game with Mark Norris. Rob Cherry's up next here on WIP.